Welcome to Module 2 of Slow Down and Tune In, and welcome to your first class on practicing presence. We are going to be talking in this module about the power of living in this beautiful present moment, the power of coming fully into the here and now and bringing all parts of yourself into the here and now, your mind, your body, your awareness, and fully experiencing everything this present moment contains, loving it, enjoying it, and appreciating it. Because when we talk about presence, and I know this is a difficult one, I know many of us struggle to really be present. Why is that? Well, what's funny about presence is that the body is always present. The body is always in the here and now. It's just the mind that isn't in the here and now. And this is what we're going to be learning through this course, is how do we get back in charge of the mind so that we can fully bring it back into the here and now, because most of us are not in charge of our minds. Most of us find our mind is just darting off, racing around, doing its own thing. And we're going to be talking in Module 3 a lot about mastering your mind. But this is, first of all, the first step to becoming aware of how to be present, is that your body is always here. It's just that your mind isn't. And so presence, becoming present, is about bringing your mind, your awareness into the here and now. Coming back into the here and now. Because have you ever had that experience of just fully not being here? Maybe you're commuting somewhere, maybe you're, just moving through your day, and then you get somewhere and you're like, how did I even get there? I don't even remember the journey. You're driving to work and suddenly you're at work and you're like, I don't even remember that drive. We're constantly clicking out of fully being in the moment. We're going into the unconscious mind. We're letting the unconscious mind rule us. We're just defaulting to habitual patterns and habitual ways of thinking. Now, the importance and power of coming to the present moment is you turn on your conscious awareness. So we stop living from unconscious, reactive, default ways, and we come back into the present moment, we become conscious, and we start to choose. We start to choose how we're going to think. We start to choose how we're going to feel. We start to choose how we're going to show up. We start to notice where our mind is taking us somewhere unhealthy or unsupportive, and we get back in charge of that and we redirect it. Being in this beautiful present moment now amplifies, absolutely amplifies your experience of life, because there is so much magic and beauty here, and we miss out on it when we're not present. We don't get to experience it. And like I said, we're defaulting just to unconscious ways of being rather than showing up consciously in our power. I want you to think about a time that you remember being really present. I don't know, it could have been a beautiful sunset or sunrise. It could have been a moment you were with your partner, your child, your pet, someone that you love. It could have been when you were doing something that you were so fully absorbed in. What was that experience of life like in that moment? Wasn't it just magical? Often we experience this when we travel. We're very hyper-present when we travel, and that's why a lot of people love travel, because they actually get to experience a sense of aliveness that they don't get to experience in their day-to-day life. Now, it's not that those places are any more beautiful or magical than your day-to-day life, but you're different in how you show up in that experience. You're more present. You're noticing everything. You're appreciating everything. You're savoring everything. You don't want to miss a moment. You don't want to miss a second. You want to capture everything. Isn't that the most beautiful experience? Or imagine you were traveling somewhere and you got to eat a meal that you would never otherwise get to eat. I'm thinking Italy and having this beautiful bowl of pasta that you would only get over there. Would you not savor every single bite and try to taste every single different component of that meal and take a photo of it and then want to tell people about it and just never forget that experience? Life can be like that all the time, this magical, beautiful feeling of absolutely savoring and enjoying and appreciating the magic of life. And we get to bring that energy even to the mundane. So it's like presence turns up the volume on everything. Again, think about a time when you were really hyper-present. Were the colors more vibrant? Were the sounds more intense? Were the physical sensations amplified? Was everything so much more powerful and fulfilling? That's what presence does for us. It also brings us into our power, because we are all of us, we're a fully integrated whole being right here in the here and now, choosing in each moment how we're going to be. It allows us to release anything that's not happening in this moment, so we don't have to be cluttered with thoughts about the future and stories from the past and things that we're worried about and things that we don't want to deal with. All we have to deal with when we're being present is what is right in front of us, right here, right now. Right now, there is nothing for me to think about except the words that are coming out of my mouth as I'm sitting here and communicating with you. And that creates a beautiful simplicity to life, when all we have to do is just deal with what is coming to us in each moment. It's actually really quite simple and beautiful and flowing, very flowing way of living. It also allows us to dive a lot deeper. So rather than just skimming the surface and kind of not really experiencing things, like presence, like for example, I am so deeply experiencing everything that's happening for me right here, right now, because of how present I'm being for you as I'm communicating. I'm feeling and noticing everything. I have this deeper, richer experience of life right now through being hyper-present as I'm communicating with you and hyper-present to what I want to share. So it adds this beautiful depth and richness to life. It also makes us so much more aware of what's unfolding within us, so that we, as I've said, can change it and really consciously choose who we want to be and how we want to show up. So let's just do a little presence exercise. This is something that I want you to take on board and work with. In order to be more present and to have greater presence in our lives, we need to use our senses. We need to use our body. Because as I said, our body's always present, it's just our mind that isn't. So if you want to practice presence, I want you to practice turning up every single sense that you have access to in your body. And spending some time, maybe do this as a presence exercise. You can do it with me right now, or you can do it later on. You can do it sometime when you're in nature. And I want you to start by using your eyes. And it's like you're just turning on your eyes in an even brighter way. And I want you to notice everything in your reality, things that maybe you would never even notice before, things that the detail you wouldn't have even seen. So gently move your eyes, and I'm just looking at different items around my room, onto different parts of this present moment reality. I'm noticing my sofa, the lamp, the cushions, my laptop, the candle. Really slowly move your gaze across each item. And as you place your gaze on an item, hold it and notice every single detail about that item. The color, the size, the shape, little details you wouldn't have noticed before. Just hold your gaze on it and soak in every bit of detail about that particular thing you can see in front of you. And then move on to the next thing, the texture, all the tiny details. I just turn up that sense of sight and notice everything. You will realize there is so much to take in. There is so much beauty and detail and magic right here in this moment. Things that you will see that you wouldn't have otherwise seen. Next, I want you to turn on your hearing. What can you hear? Notice all of the sounds that you weren't even aware of before. I can hear cars, I can hear birds, I can hear my own voice, I can hear the buzzing in of an appliance in my kitchen. Turn on your hearing and soak in all of the sounds of this present moment. What can you smell in this present moment? What smells are present here? I can smell my hair conditioner and my body cream. I can actually smell the lip balm on my lips. Breathe in, take in all of the smells. Again, so you're keeping your eyes focused on what you see. You're turning on your hearing, you're turning on your smelling, your sense of smell. What do you taste? I can taste the peppermint tea I was sipping on before. What can you taste in this moment? And what can you feel? Turn on, you know, we did this in our first module as well, turn on the body to really feel and experience what this moment contains. I can feel the rug on the bottom of my feet. I can feel my pants on my legs. I can feel my hips on the chair. I can feel my hair brushing on me. I can feel my top on my skin. I can feel my mouth moving, my lips, my tongue. I can feel my hands moving. Feel and experience everything. And remember, the body is always present. So as you turn on all these senses, you become aware of what is happening right here, right now. You come fully into the present moment. You bring your mind into alignment with the body. You become integrated rather than constantly being separate and disconnected. So anytime you notice yourself drifting, and this is such a beautiful practice, you'll notice your mind drifting. In that moment, become aware of it and bring yourself back in. Almost turn on your eyes again, turn on all your senses, come back into the here and now, and use your body to come and experience the here and now again. And I want you to do this as often as you can. I want you to start to become aware of when you drift, when you leave your body, when you leave the moment where you escape, and then using your body, particularly your vision is a really powerful one to just hold your vision on different items in your reality and just fully come back into the here and now. I promise you that through doing this, you will start to find magic and fulfillment right here, right now, before anything changes. Magic in the mundane. Presence allows us to experience depth and beauty and vibrance and fulfillment and joy in literally any moment.